Blog Talk Radio.
Yellow desert screen. My shame relies.
Hey everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. It's 9 p.m. here on the West Coast. It's Free Ball Friday, so that can only mean one thing. I am broadcasting tonight with my pants on, but no underwear. Hence Free Ball Friday. Big ups to the chit chatters early in the chit chat room. DJ Uncle Bobby, Easy Rider, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, and the Great Satan. So we basically have a huge circle jerk going on in the chat room. I guess this is appropriate. It's Free Ball Friday. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667. I'm going to get on the mic here in a second. But first, I have to remind you all that I am free balling.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated. Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay, and another Free Ball Friday. Still getting situated here in the booth. Get this.
There we go.
Hello, hello. Testing 1, 2. Test 1, 2. Charlie chooses cheese and cherries. Hey, everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. All right, this is pure pandemonium, just the seat of my pants, which nothing is inside of other than my ding-a-ling. Vince in the Bay taking calls, open lines, 347-826-7667. You know how this works, kids. You call in, you dial in the number. It's 1-347-826-7667. And if you want to jump online with me, just press the number 1 that raises your hand, and I put you on the air. So let's go straight to the phone lines, shall we? And area code 818, you're on the air. What's up? Hello, 818, you're on the air. Area code 818.
Oh, I think this is, I'm sorry. I thought I usually use 323, but I suppose 818 is
The
cell phone that I'm using.
You are correct, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, good friend of the program. It's been a while. My good pal from La La Land, Hollywood.
Resident gangster.
None other than Frank Deluxe. Frankie D, what it do, man? What's on your mind tonight, bro? How you been?
You forgot to mention one of my titles, the Resident Obama Expert. Obama historian.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're kind of
all
like
around.
I'd love to have you on every week. Just every week, give me an Obama update. Can you imagine that the fucking archives we'd have if you came on like Webster Tarpley once a week and just gave me a fucking rant on how Obama is fucking up the country this week?
Did you just refer to me as Webster Tarpley?
Yeah. You
I'm
can be my Webster
you
Tarpley.
A
dude.
Full frontal kiss the next time I see you.
Why wouldn't you? That's what you always do. Why would you not do that?
Damn it! This is a live radio audience. I'm trying to, you know, amp it up and make you seem significant. God damn you!
That's what's up. All right. So what the fuck did Obama do today that just made our world even worse? Go ahead, just tell me. But what did Obama do today?
Today? I have no idea. I think that he's not in jail today, so that's upsetting because didn't he, you know, run on a platform of peace? And now look at him.
Oh, you kidding me? He's the Nobel Peace Prize winner. He's the Nobel Peace Prize
winner. That makes it even worse.
Winner.
Nobel Peace Prize winner
is
now a war criminal.
I know. He's got more wars on his hands. He's managing more wars than anybody, I think, any president ever in the United States history or the history of the world. Like he's managing so many wars right now. Some of them he's technically fighting against himself.
And his whole minute and okay, the president of peace. His whole platform is a war on like a. Wars on this, the war on cybercrime.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's change if you can believe in. If by change you mean continuity.
And by change you mean changing the landscape of peaceful farmers' land.
But you know what's sad though? You know what's even worse? You know what's even sadder than Barack Obama is like who the fuck is going to run against him though? Like
Donald Trump.
I wish, dude. He's definitely got the gonads, and he's definitely going for it. But he's just.
So wait a minute.
It seems like everybody on the right now is trying to just one up each other. You got Herm Cain talking about, hey, we shouldn't have any Muslims in our government whatsoever. You have you got Herm Cain.
Herm Cain.
Herman Cain. Herman, like Herman Munster. And Cain,
yeah.
C, like when Michael Cain, C-A-I-N, the black dude, he's running for president.
No normal black person says that no Muslim should be a... Well, we don't even, to be honest with you, it's going to sound offensive, but most of us don't even give a shit about 9/11 for the same reasons that, you know, you guys fucking are upset about it. You know what I mean? And then we all know that Muslims are usually good, peaceful, you know, people. They're usually the smartest people that you're going to talk to. So for any black guy to say that, that's just fucking. I mean, he does not represent.
Yeah. Absolutely. I really like to shy away from dealing in hypotheticals and absolutes, in generalities, unless I'm trying to be funny. Unless you're being like stereotyping and trying to do some sort of satire, it's whatever.
Yeah, I also apologize. I'm doing dishes while I'm, so I got tears running
dishes?
Down my
eyes.
Thank
God. Hey, that's
crying
good.
About
that's
the
good
nation
sign.
Collapsing
that's
while doing dishes and my pants are off.
No, your pants are supposed to be on. It's Free Ball Friday. That means your pants are on, but you're not wearing any underwear. Free balling. You know what that is.
Well,
Come on.
Got both of them. I'm winning. Winning.
Oh, my God.
Winning. Did you see the
winning
cooking? Yes. He has it.
Of
yes.
Course.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Oh, you haven't heard my mix. Oh, dude, you haven't heard this since it's happened.
Play it.
Oh.
Play that shit.
All right, here's what I came up with right after that fucking that whole meltdown or whatever. I people call it a meltdown. I thought it was a brilliant performance.
Genius.
I thought it was the performance of the year. Honestly, he should get an Oscar just for that call in to Alex Jones. It was brilliant, dude. All I had to do it was just chop out the parts where Alex Jones is talking. And cut out the commercials and just strung everything together. It's golden. It's pure gold. And put a beat to it, and you're here it is.
TBR Street Gang is almighty, almighty. I copy. Over. Quit hiding. It's embarrassing, dude. Next subject. Here's your first pee test. Next one goes in your mouth. No, you won't get high. It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking. Quit panicking. No panic, no judgment. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? The goddesses? We're not live, are we? The Bible grippers. Like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie. Never has. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? I don't know. Winning? Anyone? We're not live, are we? I'm so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning every second. Sorry, man. Didn't make the rules. Oops. Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, it just ain't there. Winning. Bull S-H-I-T. Deal with it. Oh, wait. Can't process it. Losers. Winning. Bye-bye. Is guys like you and I and Nails and all the other gnarly gnarlingtons in my life. No way. Those guys? Damn. If he chooses to do so, he will stop your heart and he will behead you. That's what we do. There's not much you can say other than genius. My motto now is you either love or you hate, and you must do so violently. And the reason you must hate violently is because, and you have to hate everybody that's not in your family, because they're there to destroy your family. And they will come at you in all forms and shapes. And therefore, there's nothing in the middle. I don't live in the middle anymore. That's where you get slaughtered. That's where you get embarrassed in front of the prom queen. And it's just not an option. So, within that is tremendous focus and tremendous clarity and tremendous peace, because you have absolute and total resolve about your decisions. If you love with violence and you hate with violence, there's nothing that can be questioned. And people say, you're going to work through your resentments. Yeah, no, I'm going to hang on to them, and they're going to fuel my attack. And they're going to fuel the battle cry of my deadly and dangerous secret and silent soldiers. Because they're all around you. Anyway, thought you were just messing with one dude. Sorry. Winning. Nice try, fellas. I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Opa.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning, Well, I'm not Thomas Jefferson. He was a pussy. Do the math. I'm done. It's on. Bring it. As I say, I ain't hiding. I will love you violently. If you infiltrate and try to hurt my family, I will murder you violently.
In the info war.
In the info war. Winning.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Back here with you, winning the info war, with sitting down with fellow info warrior Frankie D. Frankie Deluxe. Are you in the tub right now? What the hell is that water lapping around you?
Sorry about that. No, you. What you heard was the strong sound of my urination. It just sounds like a long.
Fabulous.
It sounds like a stream of water.
I'm so glad we can share this with them. We're on the air, dude, by the way. We're broadcasting live on the internet on Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. And I've got Frankie D here with me tonight. It's Free Ball Friday. And I'm Vincent the Bay. And that little thing said disorderly conduct. It's always fucking disorderly conduct on this bitch. So let's get it on. I'm going to bring on the Mexican now. I've got a Negro, and now I have – you know what's great is I have a lineup of stereotypes that are not very typical. I have a conservative – or you're what, a paleo-conservative Negro? And then I also
paleo-conservative constitutionalist Republican Negro, and you have a liberal – wait a minute, a conservative Jew as well, right?
No. Yeah, I have a conservative Jew as well.
He has a
one
Jew that
Jew.
Doesn't want to conquer the world on our show. Fucking amazing.
No. He does want to conquer the world. He's just pissed that he's not one of the Jews that is conquering the world. And then I also have a Mexican who's a capitalist. Let's bring him on. What's that?
Does he bathe regularly?
Oh yeah, man. He bathes in cash money. He's actually got. Speaking of cash money and capitalists, before I bring Goofy on, he's got some breaking news. I don't know if this is true or not. He's going to hopefully verify this, and we're going to bring on another one of our late night BTR conspiracy theorist regulars on here. We're going to see if this story checks out. Goofy Bone apparently has word that apparently Ghost, the world famous true capitalist radio host, infamous here on daytime BTR, apparently his show has been brought is no longer his show page no longer exists. I'm going to verify this, but I'm going to bring Goofy on and see what the deal is. Goofy, what a deal?
No. His show page still exists, but he says that BTR told him that they didn't want him to do shows anymore because of some trolls. Over pedophilers and stuff like that. Because one of the trolls on his show made a commercial with like 12-year-old girls like in their thongs like dancing, you know, right away it got a lot of attention. So they told him that, you know, today was his last show. And I don't know that's what he said, but you know, who knows? You know,
he can come back. BTR has commercials with pictures.
No. What happens is people do these shows. Ghost brings it on himself because first of all, you know that Ghost he cross posts his show everywhere, not just on Twitter. He goes on 4chan
and all that.
Yeah, you know, he poses as an anonymous person, and he probably, I bet you in that chat, I bet you he's like three or four of those trollers in there, guaranteed. And it's probably him and maybe a buddy or two of his that cross post on these different message boards and gets all these hacker troll kids on there, and you know, it brings in a certain crowd, and some of it's a little unsavory to say the least. And I think in some ways he brought it upon himself. He wanted to see, he saw these numbers, these huge numbers, and it's a warped reality though, because you know, I've had those days. When my troll, that fucking show I had like 1,000 people in my fucking chat room, dude. I couldn't believe it. I like blew the record for comedians because I follow my thing. I file my thing. The category is comedy, And like I don't know, some guy was the number one ranked comedian, had the highest rated, highest listened to show for like 2 years in comedy, and thanks to the BWC, the fucking ONTD crew, and the Flawless crew, thanks to all three of those troll crews coming into my chat in one time, I blew this comedian out of the water, and now all the comedians on BTR, everybody that's a comedian on BTR hates my guts. They fucking can't stand me, dude. Like the week. Like, I wondered why for a while, like after that show, because like whenever that show posted in the general overall listen to whatever archives, suddenly all these random comedian hosts seriously all started coming to my show, and I was like Stevie Mack, like that guy never came to my show before. All of a sudden he's like, hey, what's up, man? And I was like, oh, hey, Stevie Mack, what's going on? And, like, he calls in and you know, of course, you know, my chat room was still doing pretty good. And he just, like, pops in, like, he's like, hey, what's going on, dude? Hey.
It's how it goes throughout Blog Talk Radio. See somebody doing good, you want to take their listeners, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I know how that goes. I'm all about sharing listeners and stuff. And, like, you know, like, for example, like, look at, like, Cannabis Monk and the 420 Grindhouse, you know? Like, I'm all over those guys. And I don't think anybody at BTR really even knows those guys are out there. Like, honestly, like, I saw them out there for a while before I even clicked on it. Huh?
You got a great show.
Oh, they have a fucking kick-ass. Did you hear their show tonight? They had that guy from, I don't even know what the name of the show was, but.
I heard him. Fat Red Dragon thought I was talking shit about him, and then he cussed me in the fucking chat room. Fuckhead. I was talking to Uncle Bobby. And shout out to Kobe the Kitty, that fucked up Calpo.
Oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of Calpo, he's on here right now. Let's bring him on. Hey, Calpo, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on, Vince? Did you like your video?
I fucking love it, dude. It's so great. I haven't,
Calpo,
you know, honestly.
You make so many videos, Calpo. He made more videos than I have.
Dude, the last two videos he's done have been brilliant, though. Like, he's really
the
up
Debbie
his game.
The Debbie Daly one was funny.
The Debbie Daly one was fucking, I haven't laughed that spontaneously and just hard.
Are you serious? Are you pulling my chair? Are you serious?
No, I swear to God, dude. I was literally laughing out loud.
Who showed
you? It takes a lot to make me laugh. And I was cracking up, dude. And I was on, was I on Debbie's show? Or was right before I went on Debbie's show last night? And I just couldn't fucking stop laughing, dude. And that's when I started talking to her about it.
So did you like the Vince? Did you like the Vince one?
And then the Vince one today was great, too. Oh, yeah.
Vince, I'll call you back. I gotta go.
All right. Okay, there he is, Dr. Calpo.
I was with the Filipino chick this morning, and we were watching the one, the Kobe the Kitty beating him up, man. That chick was laughing on her.
I love that. Oh, my God.
That's the funniest one.
If nobody knows what we're talking about, you've got to go to Calpo. All you have to do is go on YouTube and search for Calpo, C-O.
Here, I'll help you, man.
Put it in there, dude.
Shit, this guy is fucking.
Yeah.
Calpo is off the hook. He
Dingus
has no time.
McCloud? Are you kidding me? Dingus McCloud. What are you? Who are you trying to kid? Dingus McCloud, please. Oh, God. That's Moxie. It's Vince in the Bay. Give me a call. 347-826-7667. I want to thank all of our listeners, especially those tuning in via radio station shortwave radio. At WZXL WTF in Santiago, Chile. We're going to pause 5 seconds for them to identify themselves. You're tuned into the Vince and the Bay Radio Network.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Thank you.
Not very happy. I'm drawing this fire.
Hey, thank God we have a commander in chief commander in chief out there igniting our troops on fire, giving them a clear, planned strategy, giving full support to the rebels who are fighting these human rights atrocities.
Okay, well, since everything is going, to Weird Town right now, let me just address.
Yeah, bring us back down to reality. That's what we need right now. Excuse me, before you continue. We need the paleo conservative, Negro to get things back down, settled back down to reality here. So I'm going to let him take over. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, like I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, you're going to pay for that. There's a lot of weirdness going on the show. I'd like to address some of these things, namely the loud individual laughing in the background hysterically as if it was, some horror movie, antagonist. Thank you for being on the show. And then, Vince, thank you for not being as, having your radio voice on today because you sound like shit. And that was basically the main things I wanted to bring up as being weird. But I wanted to talk about how the hell do I stay informed when I don't even watch TV? I don't even have a TV. I just find it weird that I'm still informed about shit when I have no idea what's going on. Basically, I'm just making shit up.
Do I really?
I hit a 9 out of 10. So that just shows that America sucks even that much worse.
Amen, brother. You're preaching to the choir, Negro, friend. Sorry, I'm trying to make things rhyme for you guys. I have two. Well, you're a rapper, right? Aren't all black people rappers?
Yes, I actually did try to start a record label because with my increased intellect, you're either a rapper or you have a rap label as a black individual. That's kind of you were close though. The record label didn't.
I knew I was feeling something. I'm kind of intuitive like that. I'm intuitive when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, I noticed. Like,
feeling that.
When we were doing that one thing in bed.
Kick that demo in the chat room with her fucking diseased fucking fingers, man.
Wait a minute. Did you just tell a female to leave the chat room? That's kind of like, that's really terrorist right there. That's
relying.
Hey, brother. Sit down and go eat your chicken with your waffles, all right? While I'm sitting here rolling a burrito, all right?
I'm actually doing that right now, so.
Good.
I'm going to go ahead and hang
gobble,
up.
Gobble, gobble, and shush.
Jesus. Anywho, that's the Mexican, that's Goofy Bone, and I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'm here with Frankie D. We're kicking it freestyle. What else? Oh, my God, Frankie D.
What are the hot chicks coming on? Because I have to
Speaking
leave
of hot
in about
chicks,
a half
looking
an hour.
At right now. That's what I'm looking at right now.
I need a hot chick
oh my God.
To start talking so I can go ahead and justify not having any pants on right now. I can begin.
Well, let me see what I can do here. Let's see what we can do here. Hey, Dingus McCloud, why don't you call it? Dingus McCloud, from the way Dingus McCloud types, I'm pretty sure that individual is a female. Men don't usually type with such, grammatical precision. That could only be somebody that's female and extremely intelligent and witty and funny and charming and able to, charm the pants off of pretty much anybody but a seasoned spinster herself.
Let me go ahead and up the ante. If you call in, I will go ahead and make this the most enjoyable night of your week. I will blow your mind. Go ahead, pick up that phone. Let Frankie D rock you to sleep.
There it is.
The ante has been upped.
The gauntlet has been thrown down.
Second picture, please.
Yeah.
By the way, Vince, what did you think about the new picture? The first time ever, and the first time in 23 years that I have ever taken a razor to my upper lip and shaved off the John Holmes mustache. What'd you think?
Is that what was different about you in that picture?
It was a black man without a mustache. It looked, you know, because I people
not even a mustache.
Know
it's like the obligatory lip hair that a lot of black dudes have.
Yeah, it's the obligatory.
It's cool. I know what you're doing. You're trying to make your lips look smaller. It's like everybody can see what's under that bush, bro. You're not fooling anybody, right? It's cool. You got big lips. It's all good. I wish I had bigger lips. I had like no lips. Have you seen me? I had zero lips. So be happy you have something. It's kind of like a flat chested broad standing next to a chick with double B's. Like getting your head between a pair of double D's. Don't you think, Dingus McLeod?
By the way, they just were a couple days ago.
What's that?
What? Nothing.
Pardon me?
That'll just slip right through the ether right there. Nobody heard that.
All right. We'll get it. Well, somebody in the archive right now is rewinding that and figuring out what you said, and that's probably me. I'm at this moment in the future, I'm probably chopping it up and turning it into a loop that will continue for about 45 minutes, and I will play it on my next broadcast. So look out for that, kids. Hey, the lines are still open. The party is just starting. 347-826-7667. You know what? I really wish Angel was here. She complains all the time about how I don't have any hot guys on my show. And I finally legitimately have a hot guy on my show. Like, no doubt, kids. Like, Frankie B is a good looking. You're still available, right, dude? Or you're still single, aren't you?
Just use the word beast. And yes, ladies.
He's a beast. He's huge. He's fucking enormous.
He's on the market.
Now, you know I'm big. He makes me look like a fucking, like a, the dwarf in what do they call that movie? The Frodo movie? What's the Lord of the Rings? He makes me look like the who's the guy with the hatchet? What was his character?
Yeah, we know what you're talking about. Continue,
I'm going to WonderCon
tomorrow. Hearing this. Continue.
I'm going to WonderCon tomorrow, and I don't even know. I'm not even up on fucking Lord of the Rings characters' names. I'm fucked. I'm totally fucked. I'm not going to get any nerd chicks tomorrow at all. At all. I have no shot with any nerd chicks tomorrow. Oh, fuck.
What was the Will Smith movie where he was the zombie movie?
What? Fucking Revenge of the Nerds?
What was it called again? You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Jesus Christ Superstar.
No, the Will Smith in the zombie movie. It was like they were kind of were vampire-esque zombies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As long as you know what I'm talking about, I currently look like Will Smith circa that movie. You know, 30 years old, my mid-30s. Ish black man. Like I've seen the best days of my life already. You know, I'm waning right now. So ladies, if I were you, I'd go ahead and pick up that phone and make a go.
Oh hey, we have Matilda. Speaking of ladies, we have Matilda Blankets with us now. Hey baby, Matilda Blankets, give me a call, baby. The number 347-826-7667. I have my good friend tonight. He's available. He's hard. He's solid as a rock, and he's ready for you. Just call him your own little personal Mandingo, and that's all you need, really. He's got a big, throbbing black kitten that is his pet, and. What's her name exactly? What's your kitten's name? Hello? Frankie D, are you still there? I thought you collected kittens. Is that your kitten in the background? What the hell was that, dude?
I was just, you know, turning on some very hardcore porn right there. I just had to turn the volume up a little bit.
All right. I'm trying to tell everybody in here how you're black dynamite. You gotta throw some. Give the ladies a bone. Give them something. A little taste of what you got for them, so they can call in, dude.
Ladies, I'd like to go ahead and compare myself to someone with Lexington Steele's body type, with Will Smith's charm and ego, with Tupac's raw energy and swagger. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here. I am on the market. I have that little tag that they put onto Cal's ears for the price tag. It's a big question mark on it. It depends on you. Are you going to go ahead and pick up that phone? Are you going to let me, let you, let us all, et cetera, et cetera? I'm trailing off because I can't think of anything else that I can say that's going to sound sexier than something Dwayne Johnson, formerly known as The Rock, would say.
I thought he's becoming The Rock again. I thought he's going to wrestle again. Is he wrestling as Dwayne Johnson?
I was really excited. I just happened to be going on YouTube, clicking around, you know, because I don't have a TV or anything like that. I still have a man crush on the man, and I was going on, you know, I was like, man, the only human being on this earth more charismatic than Obama is The Rock. And he, and then it showed, oh, he's starting to go back into wrestling. All of a sudden, without me even making a comment about this, my cousin posts online. What I mean, it was like spontaneous. He posts online, I can't believe it, The Rock is going back to wrestling. It was like, I think I'm sending out psychic waves of my excellent energy to people. I'm changing the world. Ladies, do you want me to help change you for the better?
There it is. Frankie D. What do you think, ladies? Join us, 347-826-7667. It's Vincent the Bay.
Next.
Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Invited to any parties, and I'm talking none, nor do I ever get to, you know, have a free schedule to go to any of these, like, conventions. Jeez, please. I wanted to go to the Weed Con, Adult Con, you know, the Comic Con, which was really close, and then the YouTube Con. Come on. I don't know. I had to make a big life change so I could start fucking getting to some of these.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Vince in the Bay. So, fuck, dude. I kind of want to play this thing. I don't have it queued up or anything. I didn't do my pre-production on the show today. I was actually really, really lacking in pre-production work today. I didn't line up any guests, nothing special tonight. But it's coming together. I got Frankie D here. He's caught me by surprise and is joining me here tonight. Ladies, he's available. He's a hunk of a gentleman, and he's conservative, and he's got a pretty large black cock. So,
I was just going to say, ladies, I have a gigantic brain. All right. I don't know anything about what he's talking about, giant cock. That's ridiculous. It's not been proven.
Only if you can make that gigantic brain work like that gigantic cock.
I need a female scientist to come explore and figure it out. No, we're not getting it.
Matilda Blankets is in the chat room. She's probably more than willing and able to do as such.
By the way, I'm only dealing with ladies.
She says she doesn't think. Sorry, dude. She says she doesn't think you can handle her blankets. Call in, Matilda. Call in. Just fucking get it over with. Call in, Matilda. Please get it over with.
Must up the stakes.
ladies.
Yeah.
I have
to top it off, he's in the age bracket that you like to hang out with. He's conservative. He's a hunk of a man, and he's available, and he's in the Los Angeles area.
Ladies, I have 10 minutes. Can you make it happen? Can you make that boy?
Oh, you
gotta
go in 10 minutes. So it's gonna be a quickie then. It's gotta be a quickie.
It's gonna be a quickie.
Yeah. Make it happen. See here. Do I own a dog? I do not own a dog. The great Satan. Why? Do I act like a dog? You probably hear some barking in the background. That's not. It's not a dog.
Dog being abused.
That's not a dog. That's not a dog, my dog. All right, we got a call here. I think it's Cowpote. He's back. What's up, Cowpote?
Hey, what's going on, man? Sorry about that. I got swarmed at the airport there. I pulled in to cover
no problem,
and all of a sudden.
Go ahead.
No, it's your show. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, tell us about the video. I actually honestly didn't get through it all. I'm gonna finish watching it because your videos are not short, dude. They're like little they're miniature little novels.
Well, the whole thing is, Vince, I've been told that, I understand that, but people will sit in movie theaters for 90 minutes. If it's a good little novel, people will listen to it. I try to be funny and creative. Like with your video, I put you – do you want the San Francisco 49ers hat or do you want an Oakland Raiders hat on?
Raiders. I'm Raider guy.
All right. I figure you're from the Bay. All right. I have a championship hat I'll put on next time. Do you like the sunglasses with or without?
Oh, sunglasses. Yeah, sunglasses for sure.
Okay. And then do you like the little speaker thing on your little cleaner for your?
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, that's great. That's great. That's fine. It was hilarious, dude. That was awesome. But the Niners thing, I'm not a Niners guy.
It's fine. I just figured San Francisco, you know. All right, fine. Next, I'll make a point of that in the next video that you were – and did you see your appearance fee that I gave you? I gave you some money.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Are you in the chat? You're not in the chat. I got to find the link to that. Keep talking, dude. I'm going to try to find the link to the video while you talk. So take over
just,
for a second here, Cowpote.
Just go on YouTube, type in Cowpote. You know, all my videos pop up, and you're on the second page. So,
by the way, love you guys. Vince,
that was a lot of fun. As long as you're not offended by it or anything, you know.
No. Hey, I'm sorry. What was that, Frankie D? What'd you say?
Love you guys. I have to depart. I will be back on tomorrow. If you're going to be on tomorrow.
Maybe. I don't know. Tentative. Probably not, but maybe.
Just text me if you have it. My iPhone should have a USB and have a battery charger by then. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, good night.
Good night.
All right, there he is, Frankie B, my host, my co-host for the unexpectedly there for the first hour. Appreciate having him on, a rare treat. It's been a while. And we transition over to Cowpote. Dr. Cowpote has released a new video. He comes out with a new video every day. And today his video was me. I was in his video today. And Cowpote, tell us about it. And I'm going to find
the link
and put it in the chat.
I was at work, and I work in the beauty business, and I have all kinds of mannequin heads. And I figured, okay, I got my little microphone that I use at the airport. I figured you need a microphone since you're on the radio. You made a trip to the treehouse there in Minnetonka, so you figure I got a mannequin. The mannequin was bald, so that's why I put the hat on. But I figured, you know, you're the kind of guy, you like to wear hats. I figured, got to put some sunglasses. You're in the Bay, right? You know,
I am in the Bay. I'm totally in the Bay. Yeah.
It was Free Ball Friday, right? So
Still is Free Ball Friday.
Right. So Vince demanded to come on my show. It was a free appearance until later on the video. Vince demanded payment, so I had to put money up for him because he wouldn't go on. Because you stopped promoting my show. I think, yeah, you stopped promoting my show. And guess who made an appearance? Debbie Daly came in two different times. Right in the middle of your video, she popped up in the middle of it.
Oh, I didn't get that far. I didn't get that far yet, dude. You're blowing it for me. You're ruining the story for me, dude.
You're telling me.
I love the voice too. So great. That's gonna be my new intro. In my new intro, Free Ball Friday, baby.
I got a great. I just. all my videos I just kind of do on one take, you know. I just kind of figured, all right, I've got an idea. I'm like, all right, what should I do here? I went out and I found that mannequin in the back. It was like in a big, they were going to throw it out in a heap. I'm like, that's not going in the garbage. That's
props ever. Every show, it's a different prop. I think your best prop ever, though, is your cat. I love the video of you. You're trying to talk about Debbie Daly, and your cat keeps, like, fucking gnawing at your face, like, getting huge fangs. It's obvious the cat does not want to sit in your lap, cowpoke. Yeah, you torture this cat. I'm calling PETA on you, by the way. In this video, you torture this poor cat for 10 minutes to do your video talking about Debbie Daly. He's like, I'm had enough of your goddamn Debbie Daly. Get me the fuck off your lap and get me some fucking chow meow mix or whatever.
Well, he got pissed. He got pissed because Pickles, Patches, and Pumpkin were chasing him around the house, and he ran into
Who? What were the names again? You got to talk slower. See, Calpo, you're brilliant, but sometimes you're too fast. You think too fast for your mouth. Slow down a little bit, bro. Chill. Say that again.
Pickles, Patches, and Pumpkin, my three cats that are my cats, they were chasing him around, okay? So he got pissed and ran from Pickles, Patches, and Pumpkin, and then Shelby and Abby got in on it, so he came in the treehouse, and I said, all right, you want to be in a video? And he jumped in my lap, and then all of a sudden he got pissed at me in a video, and I had to hold on to him, and he was meow, meow. So Kobe the Kitty, named after Kobe Donaldson from the Survivor thing. He was not a happy cat, kitty cat. He was mad as hell.
I thought it was Kobe Bryant. It's not Kobe Bryant?
No, it's Kobe Donaldson's his name.
No, yeah. Whatever, man. You just got to keep these videos coming, man. They're so fucking genius, dude. You're awesome.
Did you like the one on National Inquiry, reading it on the toilet?
Dude, I saw a couple of videos where you're in the bathroom, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about watching Calpo narrate to a camera in the bathroom. It's kind of creepy. I would stay away, honestly, in the future. I would probably shy away from doing the in the bathroom cam shot.
I'm reading the National Enquirer. That's the whole thing. I'm on the toilet.
It's like a public restroom, though. It's not like your own home toilet that you're sitting on. That's one thing. If you just threw up a camera while you're sitting on the pot at home, that's one thing. But it looked like you were just like in a public restroom. It was kind of disturbing, actually.
I was at work.
Yeah, that was, yeah, please refrain from it. And plus, you know what? It's just not, you know, keep your coworkers in mind as well. Because there might be somebody that really has to go to the bathroom, and you know, you're in there doing your 10-minute YouTube video, and you know, meanwhile, you know, Elaine from accounting is like wetting her fucking vagina hole because, you know, Calpo won't get out of the bathroom. You're like, give me a minute, I'm doing my video. Hang on. So what are you?
I mean,
great show today. We had David Daly. We had Vincent Lay.
Calpo,
I really got to pee. Really bad. Do you mind?
I gave you a shout-out.
You did? You give me shout-outs all the time. All the time, a shout-out. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it, dude. I love the publicity. I'm sorry I don't shout-out you as much as I should. But I really do appreciate the love on the videos, dude. I fucking think they're awesome. Seriously, straight up.
Well, I like having a good time, you know, just kind of, you know.
You do. You're great at it, yeah.
Bill Clinton is going to make it a point. And also, Holly Madison, I have a cutout. I have her on. I'm going to have a cutout of her. She's going to be my entertainment reporter. She's going to read the People magazine. So she's going to come on. I had one. You know the snake that escaped to the Bronx Zoo? I had a picture on a man. I had a picture on a mannequin. I had already cut that he was going to be in the treehouse, and then they found him. I had it ready to go.
You know what you could have done? You could have done the bit anyway and just said it was his cousin that escaped at the same time. They didn't know about this other one that was still out there.
He was in the treehouse, and then Debbie Daly came into the picture, and the mongoose attacked Debbie Daly. So I was ready to go, but I think Debbie Daly seemed offended by it. But I mean, come on, she got to admit, she looked fetching. Her hair was in her eyes, and she was laughing and giggling and cackling, and you know.
Yeah, if you're in the chat room and you watched the video of me, you should also check how. If you like that one, you'll love the Debbie Daly one. The Debbie Daly one made me cry; like it was so funny. I think that's the best one.
She's coming back tomorrow. I got to work at the airport. They called. I got to work tomorrow morning. I had the day off, but I'm going to do another Vince of the Bay. I'm going to do Debbie Daly. I'm going to do Bill Clinton. I'm going to do a Holly Madison video tomorrow. So there'll be, you know, a good four more videos will go up tomorrow. Holly Madison is going to read the People magazine. Bill Clinton's going to talk about just whatever Bill talks about. And, yeah, Bill Clinton will be in the house. And Vince will do another free ball or just a what the hell, you know, kind of video. Maybe he'll talk about sports, maybe. You know, we'll see if Vince wants to talk about, you know. So Vince will probably be actually live in the treehouse. So you'll actually be in the treehouse.
That's awesome,
dude. You know what? I might even take you ice fishing or something out. I'll probably take you fishing on Shady Oak Lake one of these days, too. You're going to end up fishing on the lake. So Vince will go fishing.
I can't wait to go fishing with Vince. That's awesome. I haven't gone fishing since I was like a little kid.
So we'll take you down the shadow of Shady Oak Lake there, and we'll take Vince the stick. We'll put the stick up there, and you'll go fishing at Shady Oak Lake. How does that sound?
I'm down, man. I'm down.
Have camera. Vince will travel. Trust me. Vince in the Bay is going to do a lot of traveling this year, so you better be ready. You have your condoms. Make sure you have your passport because you're going to do a lot of traveling. You just might even go to Las Vegas with me at the end of April. I might have you downtown Vegas there talking to people. You never know.
That's going to be sweet. I can't wait for that. Yeah, let me know when that happens.
So, you'll know. You subscribe to me, don't you?
Of course, dude. I subscribe to a lot of channels, and like it's like every day I get like, because I subscribe to certain channels that post daily, and it's like, you know, Associated Press, Al Jazeera, Russia Television, and then it's like Dr. Cowpoke.
Dr. Cowpoke one where I did some reading of the letters?
Yeah, I love everything you do, dude. You're
the doctor
brilliant.
Was in the house.
Yeah, you know who else he thinks you're brilliant? The
Who?
One Angry Jew.
Does he?
Yeah, and he's right here. Hang on. Let me bring him on. Hey, One Angry Jew, what's up, dude?
Hey, Cowpoke, you better have a fucking video about me or I'm going to be really incensed.
Okay, all right. What should I use for video? Do you have anything I could put on a mannequin, I think?
Of course,
I don't
dude.
Care if you take fucking popsicles from those things you're eating at the driving that jitney around every day. Make
okay.
Big figures. What do I give a shit?
Okay, send me a picture at cowpoke@yahoo.com I can put on a mannequin, and I'll do
it.
Wait a
minute.
Cowpoke@yahoo.com
Hold on, dear. Wait a minute. Is it cowpoke or cowpoke? Because you're cowpoke.
cowpote@yahoo.com Send me a picture. I'll print it off.
Why
aren't you
why aren't you cowpoke on YouTube?
Because it wouldn't give me cow. I had to go to cowpoke one. But just type in cowpoke into YouTube, and my videos pop up.
I found you. Found nothing about me, and I'm incensed.
I'll do one. Trust me. I love you.
All right, hold on. Keep your pants on. By the way, Vince, you'll notice I'm back.
You are back.
Yes, I turned the corner. That cough, that horrible freaking cough I've had for 2 weeks, what I call the lung deflator, is done. It's over. It's finished. Gone. I now have all my breath. I am the commander of the breath. By the way, is Moxie still in the chat room?
Yes.
Yes, let me explain.
The Cloud is in the chat, and Matilda Blankets are in the chat. There's no Moxie. There's Dingus
Cloud. As I said, Moxie's in the chat room. Let me explain what I was saying with the dog thing. I listened to a YouTube video where the script kiddies, the BWC, what a fucking bunch of losers, call up some guy, I guess who put an ad in the Craigslist or something looking for his dog, and Moxie calls him and tells him that she found his dog at the corner of such and such, obviously a place near where the guy lives, and the dog was mangled or dead or something like that. Calls the guy at 3 o'clock in the morning. What a fucking class act, I'll tell you what. I may be date, but
I think she bragged about doing that a long time ago. Is that or is that?
It was a month ago. That's what turned the corner for me. What a class act!
Huh?
I like a little bit of finesse. I like a little bit of finesse and a little good class act. I'll tell you, classy. I like that.
Anywho, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm hanging out with the infamous One Angry Jew and also Dr. Cowpote.
Why am I infamous?
What?
Why am I? Yes, tell me, Cowpote.
Because you speak your mind, you're funny as hell.
You think I'm funny? You are a sick fuck, you really are.
Well, that's true, but that's beside the point. Well, I know that Uncle Bobby was mad at you because you picked on him because he said you were mean to him because he liked fat girls and you picked on him. And I'm like, well, that's the way One Angry Jew is. Once
Uncle Bobby likes fat girls?
That's what he said. And you went after him or something, and he made him feel bad.
Really?
Yes, he said. He said you're mean, and I said, well, I love the guy. I said, he was my speculator. I've had a great time. He doesn't call my show anymore. I said, the One Angry Jew doesn't. I said, he won't call
me. I've been trying to keep away from BTR as much as I can. It's hard to stay away from Vince's show, but I can stay away from most of the rest of them. And you're early in the morning, so you don't have a chance in hell.
Well, guess what? I don't work next Friday at the airport. I'm gonna have my first Freaky Friday show next
what
Friday, and then Sunday night's the big Bill Clinton the big show.
Yeah.
7:30 p.m.
Sunday night. What time Sunday night? I want to make one of those. I got to set my fucking alarm.
7:30 p.m. is the big show on Sunday night with Bill Clinton and friends.
That's,
you know,
what's that, 5,
the new the
is
new
that 5
the new
p.m. my time.
Yeah, it's gonna be one of the new characters. Peckerhead Bob will be in the house.
Peckerhead Bob?
Yeah, there's a video of up there up on YouTube, Peckerhead Bob.
I see all the videos, yeah. I'm going to mark
Peckerhead
them.
Peckerhead
so
Bob
can...
is right there. Peckerhead
I'm
Bob.
I'm going to mark them so I can catch it.
Okay.
I agree
Peckerhead
with Matilda.
Peckerhead Bob, it'll be in the
Matilda.
House.
I agree with Matilda. I miss the happy Jew also. He's the big happy Jew. He hasn't called in a while. Neither has Carl. It's been a while since Carl's called too. FanRab, you have some connection with Carl, don't you? Get Carl on the horn, bro.
Oh,
make shit happen. FanRab's the guy that makes shit happen around here.
always good for a laugh.
Yeah.
So how's the jitney running? How many miles on that thing?
Today I put on 78 miles on the jitney tonight. We're busy. Balls
you're
balls,
admitting,
balls
you're
balls.
Admitting that you drive a jitney now.
Just to make you happy, yes.
You do drive
I think that'd be
jitney.
Fun.
Come on,
I think that'd be fun
to
as hell.
Of.
Dude, I would be doing the same thing, dude. I'd be getting lit, dude.
I ran into this guy at San Diego who was an older white guy, like Cowpoke. And he lives in Mexico. He's got a Mexican wife, he's got Mexican kids. And he's got a whole life in Mexico. He just comes across the border to drive a jitney at San Diego. That was a very interesting conversation. I imagine a lot of these jitney guys have really interesting conversations. They got stories to tell.
I used to drive the airport shuttle for a 4-star or 5-star hotel. And I used to have some very interesting conversations with very interesting people. And no joke, dude. I used to drive drove the fucking Van Halen to their and loaded all their shit on their private jets and like rapped with the tour manager there and back. It was fucking sick, dude. I got to go on. I didn't get to go on Van when at that time it was Van Hagar. What's his name? The fucking Van Halen brothers. Alex and the other one, fucking Eddie. They traveled on their own private jet.
Even the Jew knows that.
All those two guys traveled on their own jet, separate from the rest of the crew and the rest of the band.
Wait a minute. Would you want to go through and have to travel on regular aviation today?
God, no.
If I had a choice?
It sucks.
If I was fucking Eddie Van Halen,
I hadn't flown anywhere since I flew from Thailand to back here, and that was in 2009. I went to Florida
on where you're
last
flying
year.
Out of. It depends on where you're flying out
oh, wait,
of.
Wait,
too.
I went to Florida.
Fly out
year.
Of JFK, it's a nightmare. It's like JFK will
yeah,
make
let
me, you
let
never
me finish
want to
my
fly
story
out of here. Ever.
I went to Florida last year towards the end of the year. You can't even get into the. You can't even get 20 feet into the airport without having to go through security. I remember as a kid going to the airport, going to the all the way to the end of the gates, to watch all the planes take off at Philly International. I used to love
that.
I was 10 years old, 12 years old. I'd get out of the airport and spend the whole day watching airplanes. I can't even do that.
Remember those days? That was fun. You'd go see your grandma off and you'd watch the airplanes.
Well, I have a good story to tell. I told the story. It's a guy that does a Blog Talk Radio show. They're ex employees of Eastern, and I flew Eastern first class one time down to Fort Lauderdale to see my grandmother. I think I was 12 or 13, and I was chatting with the guys in the with the pilots in the cockpit. And they invited me into the cockpit for the entire flight down. So I was in the jump seat for the entire flight, which was cool for a 12-year-old kid. Can't do that anymore. Now I look at the damn doors on the cockpits, and I just shake my head. What a waste.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm right there with you. You know what else I do? And you know what else makes me have that reaction? When I cruise around town here in San Francisco, since I've moved to San Francisco, I've noticed an extreme amount of Obama-Biden stickers still on the backs of cars. And I've also seen, in the last 2 days, I've seen two people wearing the same exact Obama T-shirt jogging around, like a guy and a chick. A guy and a chick, not together. One day it was a chick with his shirt on jogging around. And then today I walked by this other guy, complete different part of town, the exact same Obama T-shirt. It's like, dude, you people, you purpose, like, at least the bumper sticker people have an excuse. They're just like, oh, that thing? Oh, shit. I forgot that was on there. Yeah, my bad. Like, chisel it off or something, you know? Or put I don't know, fucking Rolling Stones bumper sticker over it or something. At least they have an excuse. The people that go out of their way to wake up in the morning and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show support for my president right now. He's embroiled in more wars than he's ever even dreamed of managing, much less as many wars as any president's ever had to manage. He's supposedly stewarding an economy that is lackluster at best. What else is he doing? I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's just fucking complete nonsense and bullshit. And it's Friday night. It's Free Ball Friday, and we don't need to talk about Obama because it's hour number two, and we're almost out of here. I got the Jew on here. I got the Calpote, and I got calls. Let's take this call here. 111, you're on the air. What's up? Hello. Blocked number 111. You've been holding your hands up. You're on the air. Hello. 111. Come on. You can do it. Hello. I hear you typing. All right. Very well, then. I already have typing sound effects, but I can add that to the... to the library. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm here with the Jew and Calpote. We're going to take calls. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
process it. Losers winning. Bye-bye.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay. It's Free Ball Friday. I'm here with my good friend Cowpote, Dr. Cowpote. The doctor is taking calls tonight, ladies. He's making house calls and taking calls.
You know damn right.
And hey, also the one angry Joe. What was that, Cowpote? What did you say?
Did you happen to see that Terry Bradshaw one?
Terry Bradshaw. You did a Terry Bradshaw video?
Yeah, well, we have actual... He did some modeling
there's
for the company.
There's no limits to the genius that is Dr. Cowpote.
It's an actual bust of Terry Bradshaw. I've had that in my office for years, and there was a Mexican lady that was cleaning our offices, so I put a string around his head, and every time she'd open the door, the head would turn around and look at her, so she refused to clean my office until it was moved out of my office, because the string would open up, and then he would turn around on my desk. So she refused to clean my office until that head was gone. So that's an actual bust of Terry Bradshaw you see in that video with the Steelers hat on.
Hold on a second. So you got a filthy office. Who's the putz? Putz here? Wait. You got a filthy office. Who's the putz here?
Have you seen the one? You got to see the one with him and the cat. The one where he's what number video is that, Cowpoke? Where the cat is for Kobe. The cat is like trying to gnaw your fucking face off.
Oh, God, that's with Uncle Bobby's a bitch. I don't know that one.
Yes.
Probably video torn.
Oh, no. That kitty, Kobe the kitty, wanted to make you her bitch.
He was mad. He was mad as hell. He was so mad at me. Oh, he was
pissed. That cat once. I'm telling you, I'm going to report this video to PETA. In fact, if I don't, somebody else will, bro. So, you know, I would say you should probably take it down now. The animals will cease and desist you very soon.
Kobe said he wants to make a return engagement. So I said we'll do another video, me and Kobe the kitty. And I'm going to take Vince down the lake tomorrow, and Vince will be by Shady Oak Lake with hanging out with his Oakland Raiders hat on. So
what's
you
an
will,
Oakland Raider?
Well, I had Vince when he had his little... His microphone on, and he had his fort on ours on. So, Vince had a good time. Did you not, Vince? You had a good time.
Oh, absolutely. It was great fun. It was a wild, wild, wild evening.
Debbie had a good time too. She was the traffic reporter. Here we are on the network.
Oh, God.
Although you know, Ken Moore hasn't been my traffic guy in a long time. I'm actually looking for somebody to replace him.
I've got a whole new prop. I found a big thing of the United States of America, and it was going to be in the garbage. They're going to throw it away, so I put that on a big piece of cardboard. Debbie Daly's going to talk about whether she'll be able to go forth on this big United States thing. Debbie Daly will be able to read the weather. So she's going to be able to do all the weather report back and forth. So Debbie Daly will be the weather girl, and Vince the Bay will just talk about whatever he wants to talk about.
All right, and that's what I do, pretty much. And it's Free Ball Friday, and I'm taking calls. The lines are wide open.
But I got a question.
Lines. Yeah.
What's in his hair?
What's in what's hair? What?
Cowpoat's hair.
Oh, come on. You got to put two and two together, man. You know what's going on. Let me take a call here. I have somebody on the 111 patiently waiting. Go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Vince. It's me.
Who?
It's me.
Who? Who's me?
You know... Oh, Vince, please, come on.
Oh, Carl. Oh, yeah. My God, Carl. It's been a while. I heard your voice in so long. I forgot you existed.
Well, you were screaming it last night. You were screaming my name. Hello.
No, I said, but, no, I was saying, I want to go to Carl's Jr.
Oh, that's, I like that place. Remember when we went on our honeymoon?
What are you, you were,
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, Carl is my delusional cabana boy. He's basically my personal assistant. I pay him good money, and, you know, he gave me a hand job one time, and now he thinks we're like fucking boyfriend, girlfriend. It's disgusting.
No, but you don't pay me that well. Anyway, Vince, listen, I have it paused. I'm watching Brokeback Mountain. It reminds me of the time me and you went to Montana, remember? And you were riding the horse.
It was Utah. You fucking piece of shit. You don't even know your fucking goddamn state. It was Utah. It was Sundance. It was Sundance. We're at the Sundance Film Festival. You were my date for this party because the only way I could get street cred with this fucking producer is if he thought I was gay. And that's all it was, all right? That party, that hand job, everything was an act. Get it fucking straight through your head. I tried to tell you that offline, but I have to put it on the air now. So there you have it, all right?
Can you massage my feet? They hurt so bad. I walked so far today. I walked so many miles. Listen, can you bring up the peanut butter? The same thing.
All right, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I've got the One Angry Jew. I've got Dr. Cowpoat with me, and open lines. Feel free to join me. We've got another 35 minutes to go. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you have the technology. Do me a favor. Put together a montage for me of my show on YouTube of all my shows.
All your shows.
Well, whatever you can pick out of certain phrases I say or something kind of cool. I don't know how to do that stuff.
Oh yeah, I'll whip that right up for you, Miss Dr. Cowpoat. No problem. Are you kidding me? You're asking me to go into your archives, get all your best quotes, and string them together into some sort of montage for you?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude? I don't even have time to do that for my show.
I was just wondering.
If you want, okay, look, I'm totally down. If you want to borrow my voice, and I'll do a little, hey, it's Vincent Bain, and you're listening to Dr. Cowpoat Radio, whatever, bloopity blobity bloop. I'm totally down to do that, dude. But I don't know, like, at least, but I have to give you props, Dr. Cowpoat, because I don't know if you guys are aware, but our good friend Nature Boy, yeah, well, that limp penis of a radio show host, his new thing now, apparently, is he takes my show, and he cuts up sound bites of me, and he pretends like he's interviewing me on his show, and makes it into his show.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, go tune into Prankville USA from last night. It's just basically a mashup of my show.
Ooh, that's mean.
No, I don't think it's mean. I think it's whatever. It's the sincerest form of flattery is whatever. But at least Cowpo, you're like creating original content. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm having fun doing it.
What's that?
I'm having fun doing it.
Oh, you're having a great time doing it. I can tell. And I'm having a great time watching you do it. I love watching you do it. Hey, and this is for Nature Boy, who's probably going to download this and try to piece it together for his next show. Let me just beat you to the punch. You don't even have to edit this, right? You can download me anytime, Dr. Cowpoat. Oh, what's that? What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. I have to phrase it as if I'm talking to Nature Boy. Hang on. Oh, what's that, Nature Boy? Oh, that's funny you ask. Yes. Why, yes. Dr. Cowpoat and I are gay lovers. Right, Dr. Cowpoat?
You know damn right, baby.
And cut. Boom. So he's got a little soundbite there. He doesn't even have to edit it together. Boom. His next show is made for him again. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
There he goes. He can take advantage of us.
Yeah.
All I ask is he uses some Vaseline. That's all I ask.
Winning.
347-826-7667 is the number. I got about half an hour, if that. Half an hour tops. I'm out of here. I got to go to a party. I'm late for a party. I got to go pick somebody up in the Mission District, and then I got to go to Oaktown. Oaktown 357, bitches.
Sweet.
And I get on my magic carpet and fly over to the town, the tizzle.
Mole, S-H-I-T.
So, Dr. Calpo, again, when's your next show?
Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. I mean, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., two-hour extravaganza. Dr. Calpo reads letters, talks pop culture, a little speculation sports, then, of course, you know, whatever the hell we do, do some minor trolling. We might call the Viagra phone number again, you know, need some Viagra. Because, like I said before, the baby girl has got to come out and been driving nude my convertible on the highway with my Santa Claus hat on. That's not working. So we got to call for a little blue pill tomorrow morning. So, and then the big show with Bill Clinton and friends, you know, good old Bobby will be in the house. So, you know, peckerhead Bobby will be in the house with CB and Pedro, all the friends that Bill Clinton likes to have. 7:30 p.m. Central, Sunday night.
Yeah, there it is. Dr. Calpo, right on, bro. Well, I'll try to catch one of these live ones sooner or later, but I definitely check out the archives. I for sure check out the videos. Those videos are awesome. I love them. And last night on my show, I did a review of this new Snoop Dogg record. I think on the next show, I want to talk about in a second, but I think the next show I do, instead of a record review, I'm going to do a review of that video, critique your video of me and how brilliant it is. And but speaking of the next show, my next show is going to be on Sunday night. And it's going to be with my special guest, Kate Brindle. And I noticed in the video that you made, Dr. Calpote, you did a good job of plugging Miss Brindle as my guest. And Kate Brindle is a comedian. She's from the Midwest, and she is a pretty funny chick. And she's got a weird obsession with New Kids on the Block. And she's also very fond of animal rights, which is interesting. And you know, usually I don't honestly. I know a lot of animal rights activists. I've met a lot of and just activists in general. I forget what type of activist. Just forget it. Forget the label activist. Forget I said animal. Just think of activists, all right? It doesn't matter what you're active for. Usually activists are not funny, okay? Just usually activism and humor don't tend to mix. Most activists are not funny. If they are funny, it's ironically or inadvertently, like Alex Jones. He's just a maniac, and it's hilarious. But he's not trying to be hilarious. He's trying to be serious. But you know what I'm saying, right, Dr. Calpo?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? You know how I'm going to keep Kobe the Kitty happy? He likes that little back scratcher. When I sit to my lap on my next video, I'll scratch him in his special spot, and he'll behave during the whole video. So we'll have Kobe the Kitty on the next video. And he'll feel nice, and we'll rub his bottom of his under his chin, and he'll be good because he likes to rub it under the chin.
Oh yeah, right on. That's what's up, Dr. Calpo here with me, Vincent the Bay. Thank you all for joining me. We're gonna wrap it up here in a little bit, but not before we take more calls, which are available via you, the listener, instead of chit chatting in there. You can. Also, feel free to join me on the air at.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah,
I'm pulling into my house, so I'll talk
right,
to you later. Thanks for
well.
Taking my call. I appreciate
all right,
it.
Dude. There you go, man. You are welcome. Thank you, Dr. Calpo, leading us tonight. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Ben. Bye.
We appreciate your service to the country, and all of the gay community says hello and goodbye. And hey, it's Vincent the Bay. I'm taking calls, 347-826-7667. All right, let's go to the phones, and I have another block caller, 111. You're on the air. What's up? Who's this?
Hey, Vince, it's me, Murphy. Wah, wah, wah,
Murphy.
Wah, 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 wah.
All right, hang on. Hang on, I gotta mute him for a second. All right, first I gotta tell, I gotta preface this. Murphy suffers from what's it called? Tourette's. I think it's Tourette's is what this guy's got. He's a really great guy. He means well. He's a nice person. He really means no harm. He's very benign, except for the fact that he has this strange nervous tic when he gets excited, and he gets really excited on my show, which a lot of callers do. Some people, they listen to my show and they get so excited they ejaculate, pre-ejaculate in their pants, and they have to run to the bathroom and alleviate themselves, and then they never come back, and hence the low numbers. It's either that or, geez, I don't know, Larry. What could be going on? I don't know what the deal is, bro. Larry?
Oh my God.
Larry. Earth to Larry. Hello. All right, I'm trying to preface this guy, and so he's got this nervous tic. Let's put him back on. He's really excited. And hopefully he's calmed down a little bit, and I'll put him back on. All right, go ahead. You're on. What's up?
What's up? What's up? It's me, Murphy. What's up?
Hey, Murphy, what's going on, dude? It's been a while. Glad to have you here. Nothing new has really transpired. It's Friday again, so that means I'm wearing no underpants, and I hope you are not wearing any underpants as well.
Oh, no, Vince. I don't know what I did today.
No, please tell me.
I took a shit. Voila! Voila!
That's it?
Waza! Waza!
Hello?
Winning.
Enough of the theater talk.
I agree, Larry. It's Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I would love to hear from you, ladies. There's plenty of time to do so. Yeah, that is the cops. I don't know if you can hear, folks, but the cops are here. They're trying to shut down the party, but it's okay. You know what we're going to do? We're going to invite them into the party. They're part of it. That's right. Somebody hand those cops a beer or some sort of thing that will intoxicate them and make them want to not turn their sirens so loud. Anywho, Vince in the Bay here taking calls, 347-826-7667. I've got about 20 minutes before I wrap up this cavalcade of mediocrity I call disorderly conduct, but tonight it's Free Ball Friday. So join me, folks, 347-826-7667. Oh, yeah.
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
Now,
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the Bay. 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 15 minutes to go. 15 minutes remain to take your call. Do it now, though. Don't waste it, kids. There's plenty of time to jump in on the action. It's Free Ball Friday. The lines have been open all night, and I appreciate all the love tonight. Very, very nice turnout. I had the one and only Frank Deluxe as my impromptu co-host for the first hour, and for most of the second hour, it was Dr. Cowpote. And if you haven't checked out Dr. Cowpote's video that he came out with today, brilliant. It's amazing. You should really check it out. Go to Cowpote on the YouTube. Let me dial that in for you. Hang on. Let me get some dialing into the YouTube music. Please, Paul, do you mind? Hang on. Bloobity blobity bloobity. Let's see. Yeah, I'll dial in music. Oh, yeah. Lines are open, kiddos. Don't be shy. Oh, come on. You know you want to come on the show and tell me what you really think. I know typing into the chat room sort of timestamps it and everything. I appreciate that as well. But what you really need to do is call in and express your gratitude right here live on the air. I know we have some talented individuals that are listening right now and able to call in and help fill in with some content here for the next 5 or 10 minutes. I'd love somebody to call in. You don't want to hear me drone on about something. Trust me. It'd be much better if... this would be better than Carl calling in. But save for Carl, there's nothing worse than me droning on about something endlessly for the next 10 minutes, which wouldn't be endlessly, but that's fine. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. I've had a great time, and... I hope you have, too. I hope we've all learned something tonight. And if you learned anything, share it with me in the chat room, because I've learned absolutely nothing. In fact, I think this show I actually lost some more brain cells tonight. In fact, I'm sure of it. I talk like I have more than one brain cell. Yeah, I'm nurturing this one remaining brain cell I have left. I'm gonna go out and party right now. I'm not gonna drink. I don't think I'm gonna drink. I might wet my whistle for a second, but I don't really drink alcohol. I don't. Not even socially anymore. I try. Like, I'll nurse something for a couple hours, but I don't know. I think my drinking days are behind me. It's over. That's right. Done. Finito. Carl Carlito, that's right. Carlito from Mexico does not speak English, and I appreciate him tuning in nonetheless. He is, of course, tuning in from our sister station, who transmits us via shortwave in Santiago, Chile. And we're going to. Why don't we pause for a second and let our stations identify themselves? You're tuned into the Vince and the Bay Radio Network.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
There you go. It's Vince in the Bay taking calls. We got a call. 111, you're on the air. Hello, 111, you're on the air. Hello, blocked caller. Go ahead. That's right. Fire it up, kids. Unmute yourself. Whatever you got to do, dial it in. Get it on, because you're unmuted. Hello? All right, moving on. Let's try another 111. You're on here.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Danny Morris.
Danny who?
Oh, Morris.
Danny Morris?
Yeah. Anyway, what's going on? It's not good, Vince. It's not good.
What's not good? What are you talking about?
Probably gonna.
Is this Carl? Carl, is this you? Are you trying to be somebody else? Come on, Carl. It's fine. If you want to call in and talk, Carl, it's fine.
No. It's Danny Morris. Listen. It's...
Yeah. Okay. Danny Morris. Right. Danny Morris.
Not good.
What's not good, Danny Morris? What's not good? What's not good?
I'm going to give you a CD tomorrow.
Oh, really? What's that going to be all about?
I'm only going to take some hours. Man, it's not good. It's not good. Nope.
All right. Let's take another call. One. We have another block number. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Skip Santana here. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, dude? Who's this?
Captain Santana.
Ted Santana?
No, Cab Santana.
Cab Santana?
Ted Santana.
All right, what do you want, dude?
Hey, listen, I got a couple of guys out there just standing on the footpost. I need you to put more pressure on them. Maybe they could tune in on the show, and they could bring up that damn activity. I don't know if you could do something for them, Vince, but I know you could do it. Captain Santana.
Ted Santana. Ted, do I know you from somewhere, Ted?
Well, maybe I gave you a CD once upon a time. I don't know.
Nobody has given me any CDs at all. I don't know what you people are talking about.
Are you sure? Were you off post?
Yeah, I'm positive. Do you know who...
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge, because... You know, it just ain't there. Winning.
All right, what else? What else, dude?
Well, maybe you were off post. I don't know. Let me know. You think?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Could you please? I have not understood a single goddamn word you've said, and now he hangs up. Okay, fine, whatever. Oh.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm gonna close up shop here really quick, unless somebody calls in here in the next minute or two, because it's always best to quit when you're ahead, right? Seriously.
Winning.
That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate all the love tonight, though. I really do. Even the guy who just called in, that I had no clue what that guy was said to me. You know, hopefully somebody in the chat understood it and can transcribe it or subtitle it or something for me, because I was not picking up what he was putting down. All right. 347-826-7667, the number. Vince in the Bay getting ready to hightail out of here and get his fucking weekend started, bitches. Sorry, I want to go party. Fuck you guys. But I'll tell you one thing. Ugh. Boy, I got cotton mouth. Yeah, that's the one thing I got caught in my mouth. Okay, so Goofy called in earlier just to catch people up, people who are showing up late. I don't know, maybe there's some people out there that can verify this. I know there's some people in the chat room, where there were some folks in the chat room that were Ghost fans. Goofy told me something earlier. He called into my show and said that BTR was telling Ghost that he has to shut down his show or shape up or ship out, or I don't know. He made it seem like Ghosts might not be going coast to coast. If there's anybody in the chat that can or cannot verify that, I'm a huge fan of Ghost. Obviously, anybody who's heard my show, I play fucking Ghost sound bites all the time, and you know, I listen to him all the time. I think he's great. Great. I think he's the best personality here on BTR. But if that's true, that really saddens me. And whoever spoiled it for the rest of us, shame on you. And I don't care. You know, I love Ghost. I don't agree with him on everything, but I certainly can appreciate his artistry. He's a fantastic host here. And if he were to leave, to leave BTR, that would be terrible, and that would be a terrible disservice to the listenership here at BTR, of which I'm a huge one. I'm a huge BTR listener, literally. I'm enormous. What do you think, Ghost?
These people are idiots.
I agree, Ghost. You tell them, baby.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Amen, brother. That's my favorite clip. In shouts to Ghost, that's the clip that I play. For those of you who aren't familiar with my show, I play a lot of sound bites and pre-recorded garbage, but that's the clip when I start getting trolled like really hard. I'm giving away my fucking tricks of the trade here, kids. But these are like little tips that all BTR hosts should really put under their belt. When you're getting trolled really, 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 really hard, like I haven't gotten trolled really hard in a couple of weeks. But if you're ever at the point where you just don't feel like dealing with it, and you really want to deflate your opponents, so to speak, find a clip where somebody's saying the most nastiest shit you can ever possibly imagine about you. Play that right before you take them live on the air. And they have nothing to say. I've played that clip of Ghost calling me some butt plugging something or other. I play that clip every time right before I know I'm going to take on a serious troll. And I swear to God, it just makes them sound like they're child's play, basically. Here, watch. Here, I'll do it right now. Check this out. For example, Exhibit A. Right now, check this out. I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to take this troll call. Hang on.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thanks, Ghost. Appreciate that. Let's take calls. 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Yeah, who's this?
It's me.
Who?
It's me, honey.
Who?
Carl.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, Carl. Hang on a second. Carl, wait a second. I got another call here. 111, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hey, who's that?
Hello? Oh,
yeah.
Hey, Liza.
Liza? Hey, Liza.
Oh, to you!
Hey, Liza. Hey, what's going on? Where you been all my life, sister?
Balls to you!
Well, balls to you, sister. I appreciate the love. What else is on your mind tonight? That's it? Balls to me? Come on. Oh, God. All right, Carl, what's up?
Oh, Vince. Hi.
Yeah.
Can you bring the furniture polish off?
They're all idiots.
Was that just Liza Minnelli calling?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. No, actually, that was Laura Branigan. That was Laura Branigan that just called.
Oh, my God, I love her songs. She's so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, she is. She's amazing.
If we were both straight, Vince, we would probably have a threesome with her. But you can't kiss her. You can't kiss her. Okay?
Well, it's too late. I already did. I kissed her on the lips, too. The pussy lips.
Vince, please. Please tell me you're lying. You didn't just commit adultery. Although we did get married in Massachusetts, it's still legal here. Still, it still does. In the eyes of the Lord, me and you are married.
All right, kids, that about wraps it up. I appreciate everybody coming out. I appreciate the love, even from you, Carl. Thanks again to everybody for calling in. I'm out of here. I'll be back Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific. That's 12 a.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. Join me. My special guest will be comedian Kate Brindle. Kate Brindle. She's a funny chick. She's cute. She's bubbly. She's sparkly. And she's vegan, and she likes New Kids on the Block and, I don't know, some other shit. But she's funny. She's cute. She's cool. She's going to be here with me on Sunday night. Check it out. Two nights from tonight. 1 + 1 = 2. Remember that, kids. Once again, Vince in the Bay signing off. In the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I'm outy, yo. And before I leave, let's listen to some Laura Branigan as covered by James Apollo. This is Jesus is the Answer. And remember, kids, Jesus is the answer.
2, 3, 4! Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. I was very grateful to hear about that stuff. Take it to me, it'll be the best land to be the hand. Tell it all to God, tell it to God with all your might. Saying this again to let you know, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Feel like it's Jack. Change, it should be the change. I'm saying this again to let you know, Jesus is the answer. And I will make it well for me. to let you know. Jesus is the answer.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.